de nuevo, lista, ya. Vamos, pie, cadera.
Four teenage girls are walking back and forth across a cramped room while Guido Fuentes directs them. Foot, hip, he tells them. Foot, hip, turn, head. Then he adds, walk more strongly, like you're stepping on cockroaches. There, that's better.
It made me sad that even though there are such pretty girls, they end up on the wrong paths. They get pregnant young. They don't have opportunities. They drop out of school. So I said, okay, I'm going to try to do something. At first, people thought I was crazy. They said, what, modeling? But then one girl started to come, and then they started to tell each other about it, and then another girl came, and then another. Now, there are almost 35 girls here.
When Fuentes himself demonstrates the swaying hips, controlled shoulders, and haughty gaze he wants the girls to learn, he seems to be on a runway and not in this dirty, cluttered room with an ancient computer in one corner and the floor slippery from last night's rain. When Fuentes was 16, he attended a friend's modeling school in Bolivia, and he now teaches his students the skills he learned there, how to walk, stand, and pose like a professional model.
The girls, at first when they got here, high heels were impossible. All of them always wear tennis shoes, so here I teach them to walk in heels, to use heels, to even jump in high heels.
And most of Fuentes' students are girls. Everyone is welcome here, regardless of gender, age, or appearance. One student, Delia, says the school is an accepting place.
This school isn't like other modeling schools, which tell you, you have to be tall and thin, you have to be this tall. Here it's not like that. It doesn't matter if you're thin, fat, tall, ugly, or pretty. Here, everyone comes, and it's as if we're all equals.
Another of Fuentes' students, Ariana, is 13 years old and has been taking these modeling classes for about a year. Both she and Delia hope to be professional models someday.
My girlfriends say that it's cool that I do this, because that way they can see me on television and all that. But my male classmates don't believe me. They say, but you're ugly, how can you? They don't believe me because, supposedly, if you live in the shanty town, you're nothing.
Fuentes hopes to give his students the self-confidence they need to confront this discrimination and to set high expectations for themselves, regardless of what others say. He says those expectations could include modeling, but could also just mean staying in school and avoiding drugs in early pregnancy.
Es una manera de...
Modeling is a way to get ahead and also a way to increase the girl's self-esteem, because most of the people that live in the shantytown are discriminated against. So I think that this gives them a little bit of self-confidence so that they can get ahead and so that they can walk with their heads held high.
In fact, Fuentes says he teaches a lot more than just modeling skills in his school. For example, he often finds himself serving as a counselor to his students. He says they're often alone because many of their parents work full-time, and they can therefore use an extra adult to give them advice and guide them in the right direction.
They run a lot of risks, even of prostitution and all that. So here, they're given a little stability, and I try to advise them as best I can.
Fuentes offers his modeling classes free of charge. He also buys all the shoes and makes all the clothes for his students, and he's currently remodeling his house to make more space for his classes. So he's a counselor, a carpenter, and a seamstress, and he, like his students, can even jump in high heels.
Yo soy experta, le gano a ella. De otro modo, no sabría cómo enseñarla, capaz.
Oh yes, I'm an expert, Fuentes says, or otherwise, I might not know how to teach my students. Fuentes is currently looking for donations of shoes or fabric, but what he wants more than anything is to find more work for his students. Some have already gotten small jobs for magazines, including the Argentine 17, and he says his dream is to see one of his students on a magazine cover someday.